This ruling comes as many congressional candidates are getting ready to file for office. The primary set for May 8, and it's a bit of deja vu for two Republicans running in the state's 9th congressional district. Here's Republican Representative Robert Pittenger.
These same judges pulled the rug out from under us 2 weeks before the last primary. You know, I'd spent all kind of money on television, radio, mail, and if for naught. It's totally irresponsible. If they were going to do that, they could have done that 6 months earlier.
As you can tell, he's no fan of the judge's ruling, nor the timing. In 2016, the judges found the problem was racial gerrymandering. The state legislature quickly redrew the congressional districts, which the court has now determined are partisan gerrymanders. Geographically, District 9 changed a lot. Pittenger won the primary by just 134 votes over Mark Harris, who's gearing up to challenge him again.
In my hope, the Supreme Court will issue a stay of this decision. And things will progress on under the current map set that we have.
Harris doesn't plan to change his campaign strategy. As for Pittenger, he says his best campaigning is doing his job. In the 8th congressional district, Democrat Scott Huffman wants to unseat Republican Richard Hudson. He says he knows redistricting may move his residents to another district, or he may get more competition from Democratic rivals. And he says that's fine.
If the district is designed in such a way that lumps me with another Democratic candidate who's already got a great ground game going, who already has strong representation, then, you know, I'll do the right thing and get behind that candidate to make sure they win that seat for democracy.
Candidates will know more when legislators submit new maps later this month, but not much more, since those maps could change, too. I'm Lisa Wharf.